to him, and I wish I could really relate how he calls out to him, because you have to get the picture of what is taking place, because he, now are you hearing me? He's not mad at anybody. He's not going to clean Peter's plow. He never planned on it. Never was in the cards. He's a friend. He's the forgiver. He's one that does not hold grudges. That's the reason that he keeps telling us not to hold a grudge, not to be mad at anyone. And he says, "Hey, buddies, have you caught anything?" And it is just almost, to me, I want to laugh in this part of the scripture, because I know that the Lord knows that they haven't caught anything. But he asked them, "Did you catch anything?" And it's like me or you trying to go back to what we were like before the Lord intervened in our life, and him showing up in the car with us and looking over at us and saying, "Are you catching anything, Lanny? How's it going? How's it going? I mean, really, how's it going? You been fulfilled? You think that's going to fulfill you?" You see, because the scripture teaches, Jesus would say, "I'm where you get your joy at, son. And you're trying to get it some other place. You're never, ever going to catch fish. You're not going to catch fish. You're not going to get fulfilled out there in some other way. It is not going to fill your need." And so they hadn't caught a thing. And then he says, "Throw on the other side of the boat." You see, I think that there's a lot of things that we can do that's okay. I think that you and I can be involved in doing lots of things that is okay. I mean, you don't have to carry a Bible around in your hand all the time and go up to everybody that you see and try to witness to them. I don't think that's what the Christian life is all about. I think that there's other things in life that you can enjoy. I mean, you can enjoy your job. You can enjoy work. I've got grandsons and son-in-laws that like to take a stick and hit a ball and try to knock it into a hole that's 300 yards away. And I'm thinking, how ridiculous can anybody get? If you wanted that ball in that hole, I'd carry it over and drop it in. And they were standing out in my yard, and they had these clubs, and they were sailing those balls. I mean, we've got golf balls. If they ever come up, we're going to have a real crop. They're hitting those golf balls, and they're sailing way out over the hillside. Boy, I mean, it's just amazing how far they could hit those things. And I thought, that's easy. I told Austin, I said, "Give me that club." And I thought, man, I'm going to show them. I drew back, and I hit that as hard as I could swing, and it went about as far from here to Gwen. And I handed him the club back, and I said, "I don't know what you get out of that." See, I think there's a lot of things that we can do that when the Lord says fish on the other side of the boat, that it brings in joy and fulfillment to us. Are you getting where I'm coming from? That it fills that emptiness in our net, in our life, when we're doing it under the Lord's command. When we're doing what he tells us to do. Their labor was fruitless, and yours will be too, and mine will be too, because they were not called to catch fish. They were called to catch men. And they were trying to catch fish. In Psalms, the first chapter, in verses 1 through verse 3, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Yet here's seasoned fishermen that can't catch fish. Buddies, verse 5, have you any meat? Cast your net on the right side. The greeting of an old friend, a close friend. For every physical example in Scripture, there's this spiritual counterpart. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet, it wasn't, but I mean, they probably had dirty feet, but it wasn't because their feet were dirty. Anyone could have washed their feet. It was to strengthen them and to encourage them and to refresh them to go on in the battle, to go on in the fight, to keep up the walk. And then verse 9, we'll close with this. They saw a fire of coals there. Now there's another fire of coals. You remember it? In John 18, that Peter warmed himself by. This is the enemy's fire. This is the enemy's fire. Have you been there? Have you ever warmed yourself at the enemy's fire? Oh, I bet you have. I have. Sometimes caught off guard that I was warming myself at the enemy's fire. I've got a little situation with a doctor that comes back to my mind that I would give anything that if I could recall it, if I could play it again, if I could have that ball back, swing at it again. But I was kind of caught off guard. And this guy was doing a little surgery on my shoulder. And some way in the course of the conversation, this guy said, we weren't meant to walk upright. We were meant to walk on our all fours. I had this guy operating on my shoulder. Can you believe that? A dummy, I mean. It caught me off guard, and it took a little while for that to register. Matter of fact, he was done before that actually really registered on me, and I thought, Lord, I denied you. I sat there in silence. I didn't say a word. I didn't say, what, are you an idiot or what? What planet did you come from? God created us. He breathed life into us. A doctor of all things ought to stand in awe at God's creation of this life. And you believe that we came from an ape? I had some ancestors that swung from trees, but they weren't monkeys. Peter sees these coals, and Jesus has fixed breakfast. I'll bet he's a whale of a cook, don't you? So he had breakfast ready for him. It's hot and it's ready to go. They fished all night. They're ready for it. And then he restores Peter. He restores him. You see, he and Peter have not, he's not confronted Peter with that yet. But when he does confront him with it, he doesn't say, Peter, you'll never be of any use for me. Yeah, I can't use you. You're a flop. I can't use you. You fouled up. You sinned. You denied me. So I can't use you. You might as well go back fishing. No, he started talking about his purpose in his life of leading and guiding the sheep that was going to be a part of the church. I want to close with this. Whatever it is in your life that may be hindering you from diving in head first into the Lord's work is not sufficient. The Lord has forgiven you. I heard just this week, I think it was Adrian Rogers that said, this fellow came before the Lord and he said, "Well, Lord, it's me again, the same old sin.